Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Come on and praise God. No ordinary worship. Isn't God worthy? Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and we are in the midst of our last 31 days. Remove all clutter, challenge, counting down to our victoriously glorious 2019. Today is Monday, day 15, and I must start off by apologizing to everyone that I didn't teach on this past Friday, December 14th. Lord knows I meant to. However, I had to fly to Texas for my niece's college graduation. So proud of her, Alandria Brooke Howard, who is an electrical engineer, praise the Lord now. And, you know, I teach this live, and I kind of forgot that I would actually be on a plane during the time of the podcast. So what I should have done was recorded it Thursday night and uploaded it for Friday. So I apologize, but I am going to teach you today what I should have taught you on Friday, because I know you were ready for that teaching. So the topic for today, day 15 of our last 31 days, remove all clutter challenge countdown, is Living Ready 2019. Gather your financial legacy. Living Ready 2019, gather your financial legacy. And we are coming from the books of Proverbs 22, verse 1, and Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern to Morning Motivation. Number one, you can call in at 323-870-4180. Or number two, you can tune in online from my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you can't tune in live, your best bet is to follow the podcast, so the recording will be sent straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and you follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. If you can't do any of that, the recording is also available on my website each day after 8 a.m. Eastern, and that's feeldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I got a powerful word for you today. I'm in the book of Proverbs 22 and 1, reading from the KJV. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Proverbs 6, 6 through 8, also from the KJV. Go to the ant, thy sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Come on and just tell the Lord thank you for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Living Ready 2019. Gather your financial legacy. There's this movie called Troy. It stars Brad Pitt as Achilles. And in the movie, Brad or Achilles is trying to decide whether or not to, you know, go and fight against Troy in this final epic battle, you know, with these other soldiers. And so he goes to speak with his mother to seek counsel. And she says to him, if you don't fight, your children will remember your name and your grandchildren will remember your name. But after that, your name will be forgotten. But if you go and fight in this war, which is, you know, proclaimed as the war of all ages against this formidable opponent, Troy, then your name will be remembered forever. So he chooses to go and fight. He dies in this war, but his name is remembered forever. I want to talk with you today about living ready 2019, not just living in 2019, but living ready. And that part of that is gathering your financial legacy. You know, as we work this challenge, there are six domains that I've taught you we are focusing on, right? Your spiritual, your relational, which includes family and friends, your finances, your profession or career, and then your recreation, and then your health. And so we have dealt with two of them already, and now I am in the financial domain, and I started teaching you on that on this past Thursday. If you've missed any of these teachings, go to fieldyfire.com and you can catch up. So today, I'm talking to you about your legacy, in other words, the future of your finances. On Thursday, I taught you about getting your liquid assets ready and getting yourself positioned properly right now and gave you tasks and tips on what you needed to do. And then I said to you that because part of my practice area in my law office is probate and then as well real estate, I was going to teach you today on some things that you need to do, or should have been Friday, on some things you need to do to ensure that your finances are preserved. Because if you got them ready, like I told you, now you need to make sure that all your work is not in vain. So in Proverbs 21, verse 1 that I read unto you, the Bible teaches us that you want to have a good name. It's more precious than silver or gold. Because a good name will open doors for you that, you know, your money sometimes, and even your education, cannot open when you have a favorable name. People will do things for you and go out of their way to do things for you just based on you and a good name. And I just saw this happen to me with a client at the jail this past week. I'm defending a police officer now in a case, and he was charged criminally. And so when we went to the jail, I took him to surrender. The guards kept telling me, you might as well go home, because I told him I wasn't going to leave him. I was going to be there until they processed him out. You know, the bond was posted and I could get him out of there. And they kept saying, you might as well go home. It's going to take you at least 8 hours. And I mean, multiple times they warned me, you're not going to be able to leave here before 8 hours. And one of the guards who's worked there, or jailers, for 25 years at that same jail said to me, the fastest anyone has ever gotten out of here is 4 hours. And that was Justin Bieber. And he had Roy Black. Well, everybody knows Roy Black is like a well-known, famous attorney, even represented one of the Kennedys in regarding criminal defense. So they didn't yet know me, nor my name, but I knew God's name, and I just told them, well, I'm going to believe. You know, I'm a person of great faith. God can work miracles. I'm going to believe it will be faster than that. To make a long story short, we got out of there in 2 hours and 15 minutes, start to finish, self-surrender process, bail, everything. And they really honest. Then, you know, they had my cards. Now they know my name. So when we went to Proverbs 6:6-8, then the Bible told us to consider the way of the ant who takes the time during the summer to prepare for her winter. In other words, gathering things together
so that they will be ready when the storm or the coldness comes. This is what I'm saying to you. How many of you have witnessed on Facebook or online when people die and their families are having to go set up GoFundMe pages to bury them? That's a sad thing, brothers and sisters, because during the time of death, just the fact that your loved one has died, it's already enough catastrophe and enough calamity. You're already overwhelmed with enough sorrow and grief. Then to have to spend time begging folks for money, watching the GoFundMe page to make sure you reach your goal. Now, a lot of times people will go over the goal if they can get enough, you know, steam behind the story of what happened. But is that really what you want to happen to your name? That your children or your spouse can't bury you? And the last thing we remember about your name, because you failed to gather your financial legacy for the winter, you knew death was coming because it's promised unto all to die, and after that, the judgment, yet you failed to prepare for it. So is that all you want for the future of your name, is that you are remembered as GoFundMe? My God, glory. Gathering your financial legacy. So we don't have but a few minutes left. And before we go into prayer and do the altar call and I assign your task, I'm going to give you some good legal information. If you don't have a pen and pencil now, because maybe you're listening live and you're driving or something, remember the recording will be on the website. You need to go back and write this stuff down, because I charge $350 to $450 an hour to give out this information to clients, okay? And you need to share it with others. Let's first talk about the things you need to make sure are in place. Life insurance policy, power of attorney, or advance directives, testamentary will, and I'm going to tell you the difference because people get this confused all the time. And I'm going to quickly tell you what you should not include in your will, because these things are outside of probate, which means if you don't put them in your will, your family doesn't have to go through probate to get them, okay, and your deeds. So we got just a few minutes. Let's deal with number one, the life insurance policy. Everyone say number one. Number one, first, life insurance. First thing, the goal of life insurance is not to make people millionaires when you die. This is why a lot of folks don't have life insurance, because they can't afford the $100,000, $250,000, half-million-dollar policies. Look, you're not trying to make your family rich when you die. Now, if you can afford a half-million or $1 million policy, that is a blessing, because maybe that's the only way you can pass on financial wealth to your children or grandchildren, is knowing, okay, I can't afford it while I'm alive. I can't give them $1 million, but, you know, maybe I can through death. But otherwise, if you can afford a $10,000 or $20,000 policy, that's enough. They just need to be able to bury you, have a nice funeral, nice cremation, whatever your last wishes are. So if you don't have a life insurance policy, one of your Christmas presents this year, before you spend another $100, you go get you a life insurance policy. Usually the monthly premiums will be well underneath $100 for a $10,000 policy. Number two, everyone say number two. Power of attorney and or advance directive. Our time is almost run. A power of attorney is where you are delegating to someone else the ability to function in on your behalf. Now, powers of attorney, they can be limited to however you limit them. Maybe you just want to give someone permission for one specific transaction, in other words, to sell your home. Or maybe you want to give them permission over your finances, but not your health. So they can be limited to whatever you want in them, all right? Or you can give people full authority, such as a durable power of attorney, which is what you really want, D-U-R-A-B-L-E. Durable means it survives your incapacity. So if you just have a power of attorney and it doesn't have the word durable in the title, the moment the person becomes incapacitated, say, for example, they're diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or they have a major catastrophic accident that affects their cognition, that power of attorney is null and void. So you want a durable power of attorney, and you can even include healthcare decision-making. Everybody say number three. I know this is good. We're running out of time, so I'm going to give you this information today, and tomorrow I will go in depth into each one, okay? Number three, testamentary will. A lot of times I hear people confuse the term living will with a testamentary will. A living will is something that denotes what you want done to you while you are alive if you're incapacitated and so you can't make your decisions. Sometimes people will execute a living will in conjunction with the power of attorney, or sometimes they will only execute the living will. For example, in a living will, you may say, I do not want to be put on a ventilator. I do not want a feeding tube. Now understand that all of these are different from a do not resuscitate order, right, DNR. So if for any reason you don't want to be resuscitated, then you would need to speak with your physician about getting a DNR, do not resuscitate, drafted. That's different now from the living will and the advance directive, which you speak with the attorney about. The testamentary will, number three, that will is for what you want done with your assets and your income, your money, after you die. And there are a few components that's very important to ensure that you have in there. And then, as I said, there are things you don't want to include. For example, a 401k, you should never include that in your will. I saw someone put that into their will, and because they did, it had to go through probate. Their employer could not even disburse funds until the administration of the entire estate was complete. A 401k, retirement, IRA, pension, those are outside of probate. So what that means is, as long as you've designated the beneficiaries, all they need to do is present with your death certificate and they can receive the money. They don't have to wait on everything else to be probated, okay? Bank accounts. You should never put your bank accounts in your will. What you want to do is establish a POD beneficiary. I'll have to talk more about that tomorrow. And then finally, your deeds, okay? We want to talk about your deeds to your property tomorrow, because your deeds, they're going to go through probate. Unless you have them drafted in such a way where you're conveying to the grantees, before, in such a way that when you die, the property immediately vests and transfers to them. So tomorrow I'll talk to you about vested remainders, life estates, and that all-important exception called the Ladybird Clause, which needs to be included in those wills. So now, our time is run. But do you see, even from listening to me, the importance of gathering your financial legacy, getting your documents together, and then making sure they're in a safe place? You should have a safety deposit box at a bank. This is important as well, okay, because, your attorney, although this is a myth, does not keep a copy of your will for 10, 20, 30 years. If the attorney drafted it, you may not pass away to 10 years down the road. Here comes your family asking the attorney for it. No, we're not required to do that. And most attorneys don't keep any client's files for 10, 20 years. You have to be an ongoing active client for that. So your stuff needs to be in a safe deposit box. We'll talk about all of these things tomorrow. So make sure you have your pen and paper ready, because tomorrow I'm just going to go right into it and tell you the do's and don'ts, all right? Our time is run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I'm going to do the altar call and give your task. So those were four things: life insurance, power of attorney, and living wills, also your DNR, your testamentary will, and your deeds. Make sure you don't miss tomorrow. Let's pray, saints. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you this morning. We say glory. Father, we are removing all clutter, all clutter, all clutter. We are removing all clutter from our lives so that we can live victoriously, so that we can live gloriously, so that we can live an exceeding abundance.
life. In 2019, we are today getting our finances in order, getting our paperwork in order, so that we not only live, but that we live ready, because we understand that accidents may happen, death will happen, and we don't want our name's future to only be GoFundMe because we didn't prepare, or our children or our heirs in court for months or years fighting over things because we did not prepare, or our property going into foreclosure and all these different things because we did not prepare, because we did not consider the way of the end, because we did not gather our financial legacy for the winter or the storm which we knew was coming, because we did not value a good name. Glory. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness for our failure to live ready. And we ask that you bless everyone right now in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen. Say, I will live ready in 2019. Say it again. Let's do the altar call. Then I'm going to give you a task. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin and ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Everyone, make sure you're in church, Bible study, Sunday school. Make sure you do not miss your daily devotional with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And make sure you go to the website to re-listen to this today so you can write down all of this information, all right? That's SEELDFIRE.com. All right, our topic for today is Live Ready 2019. Gather your financial legacy. Your task for today is to go and write down all four of those areas that I said. Make sure you are addressing, do you have them or do you not, okay? And if you don't have them, get ready to get them. As I said, don't buy another Christmas present if you don't have a life insurance policy. Get a life insurance policy. And then come prepared tomorrow. I'm going to break down all of this stuff for you. By the time I finish, you'll be able to walk into the bank and know exactly what you need to tell them to make the changes on your account, which are instant. You can make them instantaneously to remove them out of probate. You'll be able to go look at all of your documents, everything, and get them ready, okay? All right, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Look, don't just live. Live ready. Get ready for overflow.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.